see all the demo tweets.
It's terrible.
Take you back in time to a better day before George Bush did his best to fuck us all up the butt. Back when the best thing we could find a bitch about was somebody getting a blowjob. And I gotta thank George Bush for teaching everybody in America that blowjobs aren't a bad thing. Thank you, George Bush. The next blowjob I get, I promise I will not thank you for it. Searched in the White House, the Capitol Hill. Searched everywhere from Buffalo Bill. Searched every dime, it's out as ingenious. Has anyone seen the president's penis? It ain't in the library, museum. It ain't in the Smithsonian with that big old museum. An astronomer said it was sighted. Up in all kinds of ways. For the last 8 years, we've had one missing his brain. And George Washington caught a cold he couldn't quite explain. We all learned the truth about Thomas Jefferson's name. And Franklin E. Roosevelt wasn't no square with that raging Woodrow in his wheelchair. And all the lesbians snickered that Eleanor didn't care. John Kennedy's penis was seen everywhere. From hunger and meanness, but we're all more concerned with the president's penis. Born and ready to go home. Y'all born and ready to go home? Y'all want to keep on jiggling away? What do you say? Without any further ado, we're going to bring out a special friend of ours. He's more than a special friend. He was a family member of the band, and he was on the first record. He's going to do a couple songs with us. Ladies and gentlemen, living in Atlanta, Georgia now, give a warm welcome to Mr. Adam Howell. I think you, me, and Kelly are all roommates when this one was written.